Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Day and night. BT and Sal back on the fan on this Thursday morning, March Madness Thursday morning, as we're all excited here about the Johnnies later on tonight. Unfortunately, it's a 9:45 tip. As you mentioned, BT, many times, BT's in Providence right now getting set for that game. It'll probably be after 10 o'clock tip. One thing about the tournament that I don't want to say has always bothered me, but just, like what's the, do you think, BT, is the biggest appeal of March Madness, especially in the early rounds?
Upsets.
Yeah, exactly. The upsets, right? Everybody goes nuts. Oh, did you see this upset? Mm-hmm. That upset? Well, I'll tell you what. Obviously, locally, like, if St. John's ever got knocked off, that's it. I'm checked out of the tournament. It won't mean anything to me. But forget about...
me neither, yeah, by the way.
But forget about just them. I've always felt like, because the caller brought up before about Michigan State, like, don't you think that those upsets, while they're exciting, and I understand it early on, it's not good for the tournament. I want to see the better teams in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or certainly the Final Four. Maybe one outlier is okay, but mm-hmm. I've never been as big into the upsets as I feel like most people are.
That's interesting. I love the upsets early. It does add incredible splash to it. But what you run the risk of is going to a Final Four. And I remember being there for this when George Mason made it. That was in St. Louis. I think that was the first Final Four I ever covered. I think that was it. 06, whatever it was. I could be off by a year or two. And when you have a team like a Mason or even maybe like a VCU, I'm just throwing out some monster upsets. Yes, it's good for like a week or two, and then you get to the national semifinal, and it could be largely non-competitive, which is the last thing you want on that big, big stage with the Final Four. So I know what you mean. I don't necessarily disagree.
Yeah, and then like from a St. John's perspective, like I said, forget it. But hey, it's exciting. I'm getting ready to put the games on like everybody else. Starting noon, we get into it. Everybody's going to be into their brackets. And those ups, oh my God, can you believe this team or that team or an Ivy League team won, which is great. And I like the Ivy League, so I'll always root for them, even though I'm not a Yale guy, Columbia. But I always have an eye on that bracket or whatever team is in there. So root
me
for
too,
them.
Me too.
But it's always got to be to a certain extent, because then you look up and you see, you know, the Sweet 16, like, oh man, this is just not very good basketball. And I think overall, BT too. And I don't know what this is. We've had this conversation before. Remember, we've had the conversation, which game is more appealing, the NBA style or the college game? Mm-hmm. I also think now, you know, I'll be paying more attention to it, much like most people in the world, right? We pay more attention to college basketball now, the outsider people, the fringe fans, and you kind of see the areas of deficiency on these teams. Free throw shooting, which will drive me nuts. You know, just lack of quality shooting overall. That to me, especially if you have the, you know, the higher seeds or whatever you want to say, the, you know, the more upsets, then maybe the quality of play also drops off the further you go in the tournament.
It does. You know, listen, stylistically, from an efficiency perspective, the NBA is the NBA. I mean, everybody's, yeah. You know, you got a ton of guys shooting above 85% from the stripe, and everybody's banging corner threes, and everybody's got, you know, a pro body, and for the most part, everybody's got a sick handle. And that's, you know, that's the NBA, and that's why it's a level higher. What you can never replicate in the NBA, what you get, and especially now, even during the conference tournaments, is the passion. And, you know, I know it's big money and big business, certainly for the schools and for the corporations, and now the players getting paid. But the harsh reality of this, Sal, even with this St. John's team, there might be one, maybe two, maybe, that wind up playing 7 to 10 years in the NBA. You're going to get a lot of overseas, and I'm not just talking about St. John's now. I'm talking about some of the great players in the conference, any big conference, where they just don't cut it in the NBA. Now they make a lot of money over in Europe, but it's largely anonymous. So this is their moment, and it goes fast. And whether you played ball in college or didn't, just think about whether you stayed at home or dormed on campus. Think about the first day that you started college and think about how fast it went by. And I think it's even faster for the players because, you know, the clock's ticking knowing that eventually the career is going to come to an end and the ball's going to start bouncing. And their play and their effort is reflected by them knowing that they've got a little finite window to get after it.
And
I love it.
And what about for the coach? Because you just made me think of something. And I was listening to Boomer and Jerry driving in this morning. And CeeLo, I think, was playing some stuff from Pitino, and maybe it was just Jerry and Boomer talking about it, I forget, but they were talking about how Pitino was saying that, you know, this is it. This is the end for him. Like, this is not this year, but we've talked about this many times, meaning, like, there is no, all his life and career, right, you're climbing up the ladder, you're chasing something else, better situation, more money, more prestige, whatever it may be. He's at peace with where he's at. It's not about the money. It's not about the next job. He knows he's nearing the end, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, whatever it may be, this is the end. How about for him, BT, in this spot with all that's been behind him, just kind of at ease in a great situation for his hometown team with the Johnnies, all that they accomplished already, but going into another NCAA tournament where, I mean, he knows his legacy is already as good as anybody's, and certainly in college basketball, just coaching in general. Imagine if he gets to the Final Four or wins with this team.
I'll tell you, I can. And I expect it to happen at St. John's with Pitino before he retires. I really do. And I'm going to stop short of saying a national championship because there's just too many variables. I do believe eventually he's going to get them to a Final Four. At that point, you obviously have a chance to win it. You know, think about, as we watched him on the Fallon show,
yeah,
we see him in the white suit. We see him up there, you know, talking about, I'm going to knock down a fifth of Jameson to celebrate the Big East tournament. And all these things, how glib and how transparent he's been. Think about the flip side of the coin for Rick Pitino, which speaks to why I believe he is so appreciative outwardly of this. He was a man without a job. And there's certain people like, okay, you know, Brad Stevens. He decided, hey, I don't really need to coach anymore. I did my thing. I'm going to change roles here. And that worked for Brad Stevens. That wouldn't work for Rick Pitino. And the problem for Rick, not anymore, but the conflict for Rick was that nobody wanted him. For a few reasons, there was a level of toxicity with Rick early on. And imagine loving the game as much as he does. 50 years he's been coaching. Dude, he started coaching when disco was basically being invented in the mid-70s, man, in Hawaii, at the University of Hawaii. So for all this to be taken away, just imagine the lonely existence of Rick sitting there, whether it's Jameson or a glass of wine or whatever, watching basketball as a junkie on TV with nobody wanting him, to the point where he had to go across the world to Greece. And then, and I love Ryan. I've got great respect for Iona, but Rick Pitino kind of humbling himself and going to Iona, a smaller mid-major school than the MAC, because nobody else would hire him. Oh, you better believe he's appreciative. And he knows that whether it's 2 years or 4 years, like, it, I think you get to a certain point, and you know, I'm 51. I don't know that I'm quite there yet, but I've gotten there more than I was when I was 41. Certain checkpoints, you take stock and you do appreciate it more because you're thankful.
And not only that, BT, but just the that maybe it almost makes it easier. There is no, I mean, yes, there's a certain level of pressure, of course, but really there isn't on, at least from himself, where he's proven everything he possibly could prove. He's not chasing anything. He's not trying to climb the ladder anymore. There's got to be a just at ease feel going into this tournament, maybe more so than ever for him before. If we push it forward to the next round, we talked about Omaha and all that they do. Mm-hmm. If you push it forward, I want to see Arkansas because Coach Cal, I just want to see that matchup with Patino and Coach Cal. Is there a better matchup for the Johnnies to advance, whether it's Kansas or Arkansas?
You know, obviously, if St. John's wins tonight and whomever they were to play, you know, I'll go deeper into the research like I did with Omaha. But I'll just give you a quick thumbnail sketch. I think St. John's is supposed to be both of those teams. I don't think either team is incredibly impressive. If you take away, Sal, and it's hard to do this, I get this. And, you know, it's about Michigan State before Tom Izzo came up or, you know, North Carolina getting into the tournament. There's always going to be a certain association, which they've earned, by the way, and a certain reverence with certain logos and certain brands, and Kansas is one of those. Now, Arkansas is not, but if Calipari elevates them like I think the way that he will, maybe that changes. But Kansas, this is not a vintage Kansas team. Dude, they lost 12 times. Arkansas is on the come up. And I think that really there was any dysfunction with Arkansas. I just think they're a little less than in terms of talent. I think that the Kansas program was an absolute disaster this year. I mean, they lost games. First of all, Creighton beat them, and Creighton beat them fairly easily. And we've seen St. John's against Creighton many times this year. That was early December. They beat them by 13 or 14 points. You know, they got mothed by Iowa State. They played fairly competitive against Houston. They lost, I think that was single, maybe even double overtime. They lost to Baylor, who St. John's lost at the gun. You know, they got smoked by Utah. BYU, who's good, but BYU hung 91 points on them in the middle of February. So they did not finish their season very strong at all. Well, they lose 3 out of 5, and I think 7 out of their last 10 games. Kansas is very beatable. So I think it would be more appealing for the networks. And yeah, I kind of like to see Kansas, St. John's, because Zuby went to Kansas. Norm Roberts used to coach St. John's. He's an assistant. But I think either team that they, whomever they play, if they get there, I think St. John's is a 4, 5, 6 point favorite. And there's no doubt that they're a favorite.
And yes. If we just look at the West region overall, you mentioned this the other day, Florida is, like, to you, that's the matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Texas Tech, you'd take your chances with the Johnnies, but Florida's the one where you feel like, all right, that would be the major roadblock.
I think Florida's the best team in the country. I really do. Now, that's, again, we're putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
But they,
well, I'm just looking at it. I mean, you got to project it out here a little bit. Saying even tonight is, tonight should be a 19, 18.5-point favorite, but just projecting it out a little bit with some of these other teams who could be, in your mind at least, the very difficult matchup for the Johnnies.
Oh, yeah, no, I have no problem doing it. I think that Florida is absolutely phenomenal. You know, I think that Florida does so many things well. I think that they're the toughest matchup, which is kind of, and again, you can't nickel and dime this. Yeah, you could complain. And we did a little bit. We had a few grievances because this committee never gets everything right. Matter of fact, I think the committee's a bunch of idiots. I think they're terrible.
Oh,
I really
geez.
Do. No, I do. I think it's, I think, you know, maybe idiots is strong. So let me frame it this way. Although I don't think they're very good at their job. So I will replace idiots with clueless. And then I will also say that I just think that there's too many handshakes behind closed doors, which I have an issue with, that I think the Big East has historically gotten screwed here because they're not a football conference. They're not on ESPN, which really runs the show on so many levels with these monster contracts, whatever. But I think that the just the overall complaints that St. John's and other fans could levy, yeah, I think St. John's should have had a chance to play in Newark. I really do. We talked about that. I don't think that St. John's should have been the last number two seed, and if they weren't, they would not have to potentially face Florida. Those are all, you know, kind of first world down the road issues, but I don't think St. John's, I don't think that they really treated St. John's, I would say on the respect scale, the respect meter, I'd say they gave St. John's about a B plus or an A minus. I thought it could have been higher. I really do.
Boomer did mention Maryland as potentially being a threat to St. John's.
Boomer. Yeah, he's always bringing those. Every time you talk St. John's, suddenly 10 seconds later, we're talking about Maryland. Interesting how that works. I love you, Boomer.
Yeah, Maryland, obviously, in their bracket as well in the West.
Hey, by the way, Sal, if nobody cares about hockey, they care about Maryland basketball less.
Yeah. Woo! All right, PT and Sal, the fans, get back to the phones, 888-808-1019. Steve is in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Steve-o?
Hey, this is going to be a great day of just watching basketball for the next 12 hours. BT, have some fun tonight.
Thank you, but, man. Can't wait.
You were talking about, or somebody called about Bryant, which is coming out, American East Tournament, and then, of course, UTMB has a famous 116 upset against Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But back in, like, 92, 93, I was in middle school, and, of course, you know, we ran brackets. I'll never forget Santa Clara. I want to say it was a 15-2 upset against Arizona.
Arizona, yeah, Lute Olson. Oh, yeah, I think that was 93.
Big, 92-93. But let me ask you a question, BT. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, Pitino had some teams, and, of course, he's had some players that he's put into the league. Who from this Johnny squad do you think is going to be somebody that, you know, be watching at the next level? And then, lastly, Houston. They're kind of a bigger St. John's team, like same thing though, very defense-oriented.
Yes.
It'll be fun, but hey, once again, guys, enjoy the day and enjoy tomorrow's one.
Thank
no
you,
doubt,
Steve.
You do the same. That's, you know, it's funny for all the questions and all the things we talk about. We don't really get too much into the NBA prospects. I think that's a good question, and I think it's a good time to answer it now with St. John's playing tonight. All right, so R.J. Lewis has a pro body. He's got a pro handle. He's wiry, strong. He's got prototypical size. He could shoot. A little streaky, but he could shoot. I think R.J. Lewis is a pro. If I'm R.J., I would negotiate more NIL money, and I would come back to St. John's and do one more year with Pitino, and then I think he's a late first-round pick next year. The only other player, it's funny, just if Kadari just doesn't shoot, it's tough for me to, if this was the 80s or the 90s, Kadari might be a top 15 pick. But the other player, and he's going to come back next year, he's going to make more money as well. I think Zuby's going to be a pro. I think when you look at Zuby's hands, he's got great soft hands. He finishes, obviously. He could guard anybody. He's going to come back next year. I think Rick said this last week at a press conference. Zuby comes back with a three-point shot as a 6'9 forward because he pretty much plays five here. He's a four in the NBA. And I really think maybe, it sounds odd, maybe even a little bit more than RJ, I think he might have a more conventional path to the NBA. I think Zuby's playing. I do.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll continue the conversation. We come back, 888-808-1019. Plenty of other stuff to get to as well. The Knicks last night. Yeah, I know you weren't happy about it. I saw your post on social media about it. We can get into the Knicks. Also, Mets-Yanks, BT.
Yeah,
one week from today, opening day. So we can't wait for that. So a lot to get to. And, of course, the top story today, the Johnnies, who get underway tonight, 9:45 tip in Providence. Probably be later than that, but the NCAA tournament, March Madness, getting underway. And, you know, at the top of the hour here, BT and Sal on the fan. Back on the fan this Thursday morning, March Madness, 888-808-1019. Do you think, BT, like if we didn't work in sports, right, would this be a more popular time to take off and call in sick or the Monday after the Super Bowl?
For me, it would have been this. You know, obviously, I always had aspirations to do this once I realized I wasn't going to take over for Don Mattingly at first base for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I remember, I guess it was in high school, my mom let me stay home. And I remember watching LIU? God, what was their high scoring guard? It doesn't matter. God, he played in the NBA. Charles David. Either way, like, I was always so into this, man. I love football too.
Right.
But there's just something about the wall-to-wall excitement. And the other thing too, Sal, like about the Super Bowl is I've gotten older. Like there's nothing about March Madness that bores me. I'm not saying some games don't stink. I mean, when it's a 25-point bulge one way, you flip the channel. But like the whole 7-8 hour Super Bowl pregame hype, I couldn't care less. And, you know, I noticed like the studio shows, like whether it's Charles or some of these NBA guys hopping in. I know Jalen's doing it now. I find it much more interesting. Jay Wright. Like, the, I don't know. There's just something about the Super Bowl that's gotten boring to me.
Yeah, it's a singular game. I'm not saying that the Super, like, obviously we're off on Super Bowl Sunday, or most people, whatever, off on Super Bowl Sunday. But then the day after, people feel like, oh, that's the day you call in sick. But to me, that's an obvious, like, if you call in sick on the Monday after the Super Bowl, everybody's going to know what you're doing. But if you plan strategically and are like, hey, you know what? I'm going to need, toward the end of March, I'm going to need a couple of days that Thursday and Friday. Maybe it's a little bit easier. And also, I'm with you that the excitement wall to wall. Now, you know, I'm older and obviously we're working, so we can't take these days off. But the excitement that you would have, like, I think Loogie actually took off and is going down Atlantic City. I think you're right. Yeah. We confirmed that. So he's going down Atlantic City with some buddies, taking off. And there's a part of that that is very appealing to me. And about a half hour from now, all these games tipping off. You order pizza, you order food, you're betting the games. Like, these 2 days, whether you're a diehard college basketball fan or not, these 2 days are amongst the greatest 2 days on the sports calendar.
They really are. And listen, I didn't go to a big school. You know, I went to Marist, so it's not like I grew up watching or being...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Connected outside of St. John's to my alma mater. No, I love the stories. I love the personalization of it. And I just love, and I get, listen, it's not nearly as pure as it once was. But then again, to be honest, College Hoops was never pure. I even said, going back to John Wooden had a money guy. It's just the way it is.
At least now we know. We all know. It's in the open. It's just not under the cover, not under
true.
The table.
No, you're right. It's absolutely, it's up front. And there are, St. John's, I saw him this morning, Maddie, who I love. I know Maddie forever. He was a team manager when I first started doing these games. He's a general manager. Like, St. John's has a general manager whose main responsibility is to obviously work the portal and then bring names of interest to Rick and the staff. And he'll talk to agents. Hey, this guy's thinking about transferring. What do you think? And then, he'll kind of coordinate things. And obviously, they will present when they come to campus and they're thinking about transferring to St. John's or coming out of high school, even though Rick's not going after high school kids anymore. He will sit down, Matt, and present an entire financial portfolio, how the school will help with the resources from a tax perspective, because it's not like, okay, here's $500,000. Good luck, young man. I mean, what would you do with $500,000 if you were given $300 and you're 19 years old? Well, I'll tell you what, I would have an IROC back then, and I would have a $10,000 earring. I would have the sickest gold chain, and I would have 6 speakers in my car. That's what I would have.
Yeah, back then, I'd probably buy just a lot of jerseys. I'd have no debt for sure.
A
new car. I mean, maybe move out of my parents' house. I mean, that would be nice to be able to live on my own, renting in my 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a different world, obviously. And it is weird to think about it with young kids like that having that much money there. And it does, look, it takes a lot now for a coach like Pitino. That's why we give him a ton of credit here, to coach these kids the right way. How could you not be somewhat spoiled if you have access to that much money at that? I think back to some of the idiotic things I did in my 20s, and that's with no money. Imagine having all that money at that age back then. You have to learn to be professional and being in the public eye. Like, there's a lot that goes into being a professional college student the way that it is now.
I think you're absolutely right. Listen, not that we just do it gratuitously, we don't just take shots, because I think it's too easy and lazy to say, back in the day, everything was better. That's not true. Now, for us, fundamentally, morals, how we were raised, discipline, those are non-negotiable for us. And for me, I absolutely think that those staples were much better back then. That's just my opinion. But one thing that I will say, about the modern college athlete, because you're right. I mean, I got into trouble with no money. I mean, I couldn't imagine what the heck. I can't even think. Well, I have no idea what would have happened to me, just being fully honest with everybody. But these young athletes, as much as a lot of the older generation, complains, TikTok and social media and the work ethic is not quite what it was, and the lack of focus, blah, blah, blah. They are much more savvy. And I think in a lot of ways, much more equipped to deal with potential mistakes and fallout from having money and from having a camera everywhere on you. Now, that doesn't preclude some kids from making mistakes. Every generation is going to make mistakes. But when you grow up and you know that everything you do is recorded and has a potential to hit the entire world and ruin your life, I do think you're more savvy and more aware of that. And I do think that certain things that I'm only speaking for myself, that I did, in the 90s as a high school student and even late 80s before that, I don't think these kids would do now out of fear of being caught and knowing that it could adversely impact the rest of their lives. So I think you get a little bit of both. When you have that kind of money, and as many of these players do, if not all, and you attach it to the rules of the 80s or 90s, which was very cavalier and largely lawless, it's a recipe for disaster. But there are rules in place and there are checkpoints, and these young men seem to adjust pretty well to it.
888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Scott is in Jamesburg, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Happy March Madness.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, 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 good.
Okay, guys, I'm just calling. I talked to you plenty of times, BT, and I'm a big Seton Hall guy. But I just want to say that we are all united in the Big East, behind the Big East teams, and I'm looking for St. John's to make a great run. I've been following Big East since the late 80s, a little after you. And just like I'm saying, guys, there's nothing like it. What Pitino has done with St. John's is incredible. All the resources have helped I'm a big Seton Hall guy. I'm a big Kadari Richmond guy. I told you in the summer, BT, that he was going to make a huge impact. And I know there's a lot of things happening on this St. John's team. But the one thing I love, too, is we talk about it all the time. The defense, but also the experience. I trust Pitino against anyone in a close game. I trust Kadari's going to make the right pass or the right shot, and he has that vision. And, you know, there's so much talent there. And, you know, BT, just like I said, it's hard as a Pirate fan seeing Kadari, who was my kid's favorite player. He gave my kid his shoes at Seton Hall. And, you know, watching it, my son's room for St. John's. We were out there. We came out to a game at Carneseca in November. We came out to the Garden to see the Creighton game just to see it and root for Kadari because, again, watching someone like this, it's been heartbreaking, especially the year Seton Hall's had, but I'm confident in Shall We Trust moving forward. But, you know, it's, you know, listen, they've taken the city over. I've never seen this. I remember what you're talking about, those late 90s teams. I remember the Ohio State game. I remember that Maryland game when I was in college.
Yes.
But, and, you know, I went, you know, at Seton
Scott,
Hall.
I'm not seeing, as I look out my bracket here, trying to fill this out. What region is Seton Hall in?
Oh, come on.
Seton Hall. Come on.
Hey, Pop, can you put me out the NIT bracket?
I'm just messing with you, Scott. I know, but next year, guys, Seton Hall is going to be the next year's, if you're listening, next year's Missouri. Are you listening? Next year, Seton Hall is going to be next year's Missouri.
We'll see.
You guys got to have some resources.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. Listen, this is never forgotten, and we're talking it this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates decision was hard because all their alumni were paying for that facility.
Scott, thank you for the call. Great stuff. We appreciate your passion, certainly on the college hoops. But BT, he's able to talk Seton Hall. Come on to St. John's Day.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's funny, though. Like, even last night, I was pulling for Xavier. You know, like, not with, with the fervor, you know, fervent nature that I do for St. John's. But, yeah, I want to see Creighton do well. I want to see Marquette do well. I don't know if I want to see UConn do well, to be honest with you. That's the one team I want to see get back. Early.
If they matched up again. I mean, I love that. If you could get the Big East teams going head-to-head in the tournament, that'd be great.
Yeah, and they do a really good job. They're very aware of that. Even now, certain, like the SEC has got a ton of teams, you know, and Big 12, it's hard to guard against that the deeper you get. But they do a good job with St. John, the Big East, which had five teams go in, and now Xavier's still playing because of last night. They do a good job of looking ahead and trying to guard against that. Now, you get to a certain point, there's really nothing you could do. You go back to the 85 Final Four, three Big East teams were there. But I'll tell you this, like, the turnaround and the just the change for St. John's, let's not be foolish. The impetus was money, even before Rick, because without the money and without the commitment, Rick would not have signed on. So I know Seton Hall's not playing. I know a lot of great Seton Hall fans. And going back to Louis Orr and even Bobby Gonzalez and PJ, like, I've always liked to see Seton Hall do well. Seton Hall will rise again. But it's Johnny's time. Don't be flooding the phone lines with Pirates talk. Yeah, maybe, now. Let's keep this thing moving.
Maybe one Seton Hall mention I would have let go. The 15 that you threw in there, I had to take a little jab. All right, we'll come back.
I got you.
And continue with the calls. 888-808-1019.
I'm DMC in the place to be. I go to St. John's University. And since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade, I went straight to college. I'm like,
BT and Sal back on the fan. Hitting you with all the feels, right, BT?
That's a good pull right there, Hoppy. Go to St. John's University.
Oh, the Johnny's giving me goosebumps. St. John's will be at it tonight, 9:45. Schedule tip probably be after that. What is your – Evan just brought in the pizza, by the way. So there's people are enjoying ourselves having some pizza out here. What is your plan for the day as far as the – because you got to be up late tonight. You got the game going on. You got to be ready for that. But it's way early. So how are you planning on attacking your meals today?
Yeah, it's not very exciting in terms of that. I will probably, like, right after the show, I'll go back. I'll probably get a little workout in. Nothing nuts. Just a little cardio.
Did you eat breakfast already today?
I had a cup of coffee, bottle of water, and a muffin.
Okay. I mean,
not
that's
a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And usually,
not a lot.
Usually about now, you'd be going back to the vending machine getting those Cheetos.
But I didn't tell you true. What I didn't tell you what I scarfed down last night around 10:30, which is why I kind of went a little light this morning. Massive hamburger, 10 sloppy wings when I got to the hotel. You know, so I went a little light this morning. So I'll just probably, you know, I'll go back to the room. I'll do a little more research. I'll do, you know, a light workout, put the games on, maybe take a nap. This is where I'm very envious of people who could just fall asleep in the middle of the day. I am physically unable to do it. I cannot. I can barely shut my mind off when it's really time to go to bed at night. There's no way I could take a power nap. I wish. So I'm just going to be watching hoops and get ready, man.
Now, but are you a light eater on game day? Like, forget last night. Doesn't really matter. Because for me, like, as much as I want to have some pizza, I just can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do the show the right way, I feel like. And then I got TV afterward. Mm. Like, those are days where, now, if I were on the couch, believe me, I'd house three pies. No big deal.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
when I'm working and then you got the game, that's what I'm saying. You got to stay up late. You got to have the energy. Are you going lighter for the meals throughout the course of the day?
I probably will. You know, it's funny. I don't really eat a ton during the day. Hmm. I mean, like, I've told you, when I get home, I like to make a shake. And I just kind of, you know, that'll grind me through for a couple of bananas, some blueberries, strawberries, a little kale, a little peanut butter. And it'll be huge, and I'll hammer it down. And then probably 30 minutes later, I'll be going to the bathroom. But it will at least satisfy my, you know, my crave, like my hunger pains. I don't eat a ton. My problem, Sal, and I've told you this, my problem is, you know, when the kid, like, Jen's like, you want to eat? And of course, I'm going to have dinner. Like, we had salmon the other night before I left. And we eat fairly well. My issue, though, is when the kids are in bed, daddy showered, mommy, daddy laying in bed, watching games, watching the news, whatever we're doing. For some reason, you know, after I've been pretty regimented and disciplined all day, I will walk downstairs when it's pitch black at around 10:20, and I'll hammer some pretzels, some potato chips, some Starburst.
Late night snacker. I've been there before. And by the way, who do you think was first to the pizza?
Maresch.
Nope, he's not here yet.
Hoff.
Hoff, how many have you had so far?
Two.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I mean, that's not too bad. I mean,
it was brought here like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Is there any left out there? I saw that there were three pies that Evan brought.
Three.
There's some slices.
They were concerned. Evan was saying that him and Tiki were concerned that maybe nobody was going to eat it, you know, because it's not as many people as it used to be back in the newsroom back in the old days where Mike would buy like 10 pies or whatever and they'd go, you know, prior to the 2 p.m. tip-off probably. So they brought three pies but were concerned that the food is going to be left out there. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Are you kidding with the vultures running around our station? What, did the engineering department come over yet? The sales? That's going to be gone in 10 minutes.
I agree with you. I think it is going to go. And like we said, Hoff has already helped himself to two. All right, BT and Sal, the fan. Greg is calling from Morristown, New Jersey. What's up, Greg?
Boys, great show on a great day.
Yeah, there you go, Greg.
You two are incredible. All right, let's set the scene. You said it before. Super Bowl, boring, pregame shows. Today, I mean, I'm off today. Tomorrow, Monday, I'm off. Recovery day. I pick up my brother in about an hour at the airport. Stop by South Orange, New Jersey, Reservoir Pizza. Woo-hoo-hoo! 3 to 4 pies. Stop at Buddy's Bar, home of the Seton Hall Pirates, NIT Champion Pirates. Get a little cold, tasty beverage while waiting for the pies. Back up to my place in Flanders. Then the older brother meets, tells us, you know, I've been eating healthy, as he's on his eighth row of eating healthy. Your wife's not here. We know how you eat. Cousin Maddie comes over. Cards and games all night.
Nice.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. Now, one last thing before I get off, because this is tremendous. I am a Cleveland Indian fan. I don't want to change topics, but I felt awful when the Yankees got those guys hurt. I don't want anyone injured. But Jose Ramirez will be hitting.
Greg, I'm still looking for Ramirez. Thank you for the call. That was an awesome call. I'm still looking for Ramirez to do something. He was absent in the postseason. Best hitter, most dangerous hitter. My ass. Ramirez didn't do squat in the postseason. Other than that, I love that call, BT. That's the energy we want today.
I'll tell you, now the only problem with that.
Yes.
Now he's a Seton Hall guy. But I know he's going to watch it all. If you have that energy this early and you're a St. John's fan, do you definitely make it to the game?
Right. I mean, that's the type of energy you want though. How about this?
Find out. That's what you want. You want to pick up that energy now and see if you can keep it up. Maybe there'll be a little lull around 3-4, but I think you get it ramped back up for the late games.
Yeah.
That's what everybody should be doing today.
Yeah.
Stuffing your face with pizza, whatever it is that you want to eat. A little cold beverages. For me, I'd go Surfside. You could go whatever you'd like. I would recommend Surfside. Yeah, you watch all these games all day long. That's what it's about. That's living. Why
can
did
you
I get
imagine,
married?
Can you imagine if you, and you'll probably see us, me and Mink, because we'll be right next to the St. John's bench, which is nice. Unlike at the Garden, and it's not a knock, it's just the way they set it up at the Garden. We're pretty high, but now we're back on the floor. Imagine if you just see me sitting there with a Surfside calling the game tonight.
I mean, probably wouldn't be the first time somebody did that, although now, obviously, the rules are a lot tighter. Al is in Keyport. What's up, Al?
What's happening? Thanks for the call, Sal, Brandon. Brandon, hey. Nice for you tonight. You know, good luck and everything, doing
Thank
your
you,
thing
Al.
Up there.
Thanks, buddy.
And what I call for is, like, how do they control the animosity between the guys who are really good getting paid, especially like in football, where the guy's blocking for the quarterback is getting $1 million, and the guy's on the line. Do they all get paid? What is the story with that?
All right, obviously. That's actually an outstanding question. How do you maintain harmony when there's a disparity in the payroll is basically what you're saying. So, number one, I think it's something that, it's not nearly as public as you might think. I remember Sim Wiltshire, was this on the Red Storm Report or on the Vice show? I think it was on the Vice show, where Sim was asked about this, and he said, we don't talk about that. And I believe him. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some teams that talk about that, you know, it's a focal point that can lead to some disruptions. That doesn't mean that on some teams around the country, once you find out what your teammate's making and you think you're better, you're hitting the portal no matter what, or midseason, your agent, your parents are demanding more money. Like, it can definitely get messy, but I think it really starts at the top. And when you have a professional like Rick Pitino and a hierarchy like St. John's has in place now, the new structure, as long as you recruit the right kids and you pay the stars the right money, listen, game those game, man. I mean, if you're the seventh man on the team, if you think you should be getting more than Kadari or Zuby or RJ, you're out of your mind. You just don't.
But I think you could also use that example for every really aspect of life, but also just professional sports, right? Like, why wouldn't whoever, Pete Alonso versus Juan Soto, if Pete Alonso feels like he's better, how come Soto's getting $765 and you wouldn't even give me, you know, more than 3 years, whatever it may be. I mean, you could add that college to it now because these guys get paid, but I don't think that's anything new as far as locker room dynamics or maybe some guys being jealous of others, but also you have to understand your place, be self-aware. You know, Kadari Richmond going to get paid more than the next guy, or Lewis Jr. is going to get paid more than the next guy because he's just better, and I would think you'd have to accept that, right?
Yeah, you do, or you got to transfer, or you got to get better, and you've got to increase your value. Hey, listen, jealousy's been around as long as man's been roaming the earth. That's just the way it is. Now, you know, if you're a player and you're flaunting it, I don't mean with a car or a money clip, not like my Costanza wallet, but like a modern money clip here. You know, I mean, and you carry yourself with a certain arrogance. Is that going to be a turnoff to certain teammates? Sure. But I think the difference from the pros to the collegiate level, you use the Soto Alonso example. All right. So first of all, the amount of money that Pete has already made is multi-generational. If you're getting $150,000 at a Big East school, then you're, say, the fifth starter versus $900,000 or $1.5 in the SEC. Like, even the $1.5, when you get taxed out, is half. You're talking about $800,000, just about. So it's not, it enhances your life, but it's not life altering money. So I think, and I use this term obviously loosely, it's not enough money to create generational wealth. So I think when you're generational wealthy, like Pete is already, even though Alonso's got basically $800 million coming to him, I think jealousy has a way to erode a little bit. It doesn't manifest itself as much, I don't think.
Because it doesn't matter. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
You're already loaded. All right, BT and Sal on the Fit will come back. Get you down with the King topic of the day as games are about to tip off. March Madness, the Johnnies later on tonight. There is excitement in the air as this is a big story we've been following for the last several weeks, if not months. If you're a Johnnies fan, you know more than that about it, where they're at. But now, BT, it is go time for St. John's. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.